Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. I don't know why I have talkback right now, but I do. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Try to figure this out as I'm talking. Mark's here with me.
Well, am I supposed to take over for you? Am I a trained talk
show host? There we go. Okay, it's great. Gone now. That's much
darn
better.
Board op over there in Minneapolis.
Our board ops are very talented, and 99% of the time, they're right on the ball.
Who can be? Who
can't
be right
every
time?
Yeah. No, you can't. All right, so 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. That is the point of the show. Coming up tonight, China ripoff products. We go in depth. We go in detail into the seedy world of the China clone products. It's absolutely
fascinating.
We're going
in depth. What do we know about China besides Chinese food?
Well, we don't know anything, but Popular Science does, or PopSci.com. We'll get to that. But first, your phone calls are what the show's about. So we go to the phones and talk to Keith in Pennsylvania. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line. Hello there.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I have caller constipation. And
what does that mean?
I keep coming up with topics, and I chicken out, so I finally called in with one.
Okay.
So I wanted to talk about how to pick up chicks.
Okay.
And I figured that was a good Friday night topic.
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
People want to put this information to use tonight.
So this is new to me. Maybe I live the sheltered life, but have you ever heard of the mystery method?
The mystery? I haven't heard the name.
The mystery method is a handbook on how to pick up chicks. It's how to become a pickup artist.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Now I'm a happily married man, and my wife indulges my 13-year-old inner child, so I get to talk about this without actually acting on it.
Yeah, but you're not going to be able to do that. Susan's going to have a real problem with that.
Yeah, she's going to kick my butt. But it's hilarious. You got to check it out. Stan from Texas called the other week, and he was talking about neuro-linguistic programming.
Uh-huh.
And I had like three links into Wikipedia. I got to the mystery method. And it's the Venusian arts. Venus is the Roman god of love.
Oh, I was wondering if it was coming from the planet Venus.
Yeah. It's like the martial arts.
Uh-huh.
And Bruce Lee is to the martial arts what mystery, that's the guy's name, is to the Venusian arts.
Okay.
But it goes into how to nag a girl. So you want to lower her value in comparison to you, and then you want to increase your value with things called DHVs, displays of higher value. And you watch for indicators of interest, and you use Kino. There's all these, there's this whole vocabulary and all this lingo in how to manipulate women into, having a relationship with you. And I just think it's fascinating if it's really true, because the kicker is you can spend $3,000 to $5,000 to take this man's seminar, and he will teach you all about it.
Uh-huh.
It's awesome. But anyway.
Wait a minute. Now you have $3,000 to $5,000 is not awesome.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a good deal to me.
It's about as far from awesome as you can get.
But I don't know if you. I mean, if you.
Genius. Well, a marketing genius.
He may be a marketing genius, but if you are someone who thinks that you have to manipulate a woman to get into a relationship, I think you need to start over.
I think he was using relationship as code for picking up.
Right.
But he's a marketing genius because he can sell a seminar on how to pick up women for $3,000 to $5,000.
Right. For $3,000 to $5,000, you can just go and buy some women for yourself.
But as Bruce Lee is to the martial arts, mystery is to the Venusian arts.
Well, tell us some of these Venusian arts.
Yeah, you got to give us a real example here.
All right. So there's a thing called a set, okay? So you walk into a bar, and I've always been awkward in these situations, but you walk into a bar, and there's two girls together, that's called a two set. Or there's three girls together, that's a three set. Or there's girls and guys together, that's a mixed set.
I'm going to say a pattern.
There's different methods in how to approach a set. And what lines to use and what stories to tell, and how to use body language to to look like they're trying to pick you up, and the idea is to keep in mind how the rest of the room thinks of you, because what you're going to do as a pickup artist is you're going to go from one set to the next, and you're going to hone your methods and use these different things. So there's indicators of interest. That's when a girl says something or touches your arm or does something to indicate she's interested in you.
Mm-hmm.
And there's indicators of disinterest. And there's there's whole chapters on this stuff. And once you get an indicator of interest, one of the things you do initially is you use a neg, which is a negative, and you give her some kind of like underhanded comment, kind of like if you're her bratty older brother,
Terrible.
And, Yeah, and it's supposed to engage her emotions so that she, you know, what you're trying to do is give her a range of emotion in the experience so that you make an impression on her, you know. So anyway, I'm not an expert, but
does he suggest pulling her hair?
Yeah, well, that would be called Kino, and that's tied in with neuro-linguistic programming that Sam from Texas is talking about.
Okay.
So Kino is like you offer to thumb wrestle her. What you're trying to do is build up, her being comfortable with touching you. So use palm reading, or thumb wrestling, and you gradually build up.
Now, well, hold on a second. When would the thumb wrestling come into play? Because you can't just walk up to a girl and offer a thumb wrestling.
Hey, I'm a thumb wrestling expert. Want to wrestle?
There's a whole online community on routines that you can, you know, that you can practice and get good at on how to build, you know, how to build a set from the initially meeting them until, you know, their objective is sex. But, you know, that's the gamut.
My objective is thumb wrestling at this point. I want to go to a bar and just thumb wrestle some chicks.
One of the things I don't know about all the terminology, the sort of the culty sounding terms.
It's totally cultish.
Yeah, I don't know about all of that, but I do like the idea of practice makes perfect. That much I can agree with. Go in and you practice it, and then you'll get more and more comfortable with whatever the techniques are that you've chosen to use.
Right.
The more you practice, the better you'll be.
Mystery calls that calibration. You're calibrating.
So do you start out with something easy, like just getting them to thumb wrestle you? You know, just go into a bar, how many thumb wrestling sessions you can get, and then you work your way on up to this cheap, meaningless sex that you're purveying.
Exactly. And Mark, it's not about the phone number. It's about you know, the lay is what the idea is.
Gotcha.
And you get the phone number, and what that initiates a time bridge. And a time bridge means that you're going to set it up so that you're going to continue. It takes 7 hours of comfort building, 7 hours of the comfort building stage to have a woman,
prepared.
Prepared,
she's
right.
Prepped. Okay.
And then there's also something called the last minute resistance, which is her having second thoughts or doubts at the last minute. Mm-hmm. And there's techniques on overcoming last minute resistance. It is so funny. It's the funniest thing that I've ever seen.
It doesn't sound like an entirely terrible method.
I guess it is if you're a creep, but
it's terrible. It's terrible to use. Some of the terminology, like hearing it, sounds terrible, but it sounds like it may work. I guess.
I think it might actually work. But and you have like props, like you might have a funny hat or a cool hat.
I recommend staying away from funny hats
funny
if you're
hats,
trying to get laid.
Yeah, or a necklace. So like and what you do is you use it. It's called a lock-in prop. You take your necklace and you hand it to the girl and you leave it with her, and that way, if you're, you know, off doing something else, she has to come and give it back to you. So there's like that's a technique.
It better not be a very expensive.
Yeah, better be a cheap necklace. Yeah,
yeah, it better be a cheap necklace.
Yeah, get one of those little shell necklaces.
So who's this scammer that, what's his name again?
His name's Eric Von something or other, but
it's just called Mystery.
Yeah, he's called Mystery.
Okay.
Now wait a minute. Now, why does he say his techniques are better than all the other pickup artists out there? What makes him so special? Because there are plenty of guys that'll sell you a book or that will, get you to pay a few hundred bucks to go to a seminar.
Listen, there's a whole community. There's guys trading tips and field testing their routines, and there's a whole online community around this Mystery guy. It's really funny. But I think he could be a sponsor of Free Talk Live. I think Mark should probably, get him on the phone and see if
he can afford it.
He wants
I can tell you that. At $5,000 for a seminar, he's probably got enough money.
Yeah, so I was hoping Julie was on, but I don't hear her voice. So.
No, I'm sorry, not she's today. Not. But she might stop in later if we can convince her to.
Yeah, give her a comment on that.
Yeah, thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate you bringing that up.
Excellent.
I mean, we don't really have as many personal topics come up on the show as used to, and it's always nice to hear them again. When that one comes up, specifically what he brought up, though, meeting women in bars and manipulating them into bed with you, I just can't relate, you know? I'm glad you're here for that, Mark, because you've actually attempted that.
I'm the in-bed manipulator. How did that happen? How did I get that title?
You know, I've picked up women in bars before.
I have. But they picked me up.
How does that work?
I'm a beautiful man.
That's true. 1-800-259-9231. You just have to beat them off with a stick whenever you go into a bar, right?
You think it's not the case.
800-259-9231. How about the one where you stand outside at closing time and then offer women rides? How about that one? More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. What are your tips?
race over to America's greatest sports car event. March 12th through 15th is the 56th running of the Mobile One. 12 hours of Sebring presented by Fresh from Florida and brought to you in part by Budweiser, Advance Auto Parts, and Coca-Cola. Come cruise the Midway, barbecue, and camp out with your closest friends. For 12 hours on Saturday, March 15th, the world's fastest sports car will battle on the famous Sebring Road Course with some of the biggest names in auto racing behind the wheel. The competitor's paddock will open for everyone to meet the teams and drivers up close and personal. Sebring's Party Zone hosts the ultimate beach party, featuring bikini contests, rod eating contests, beach volleyball, and live music. Kids 12 and under are free with a paying adult, and college students get in at half price with student ID. For tickets and information, call 1-800-626-RACE or visit SebringRaceway.com. March 12th through 15th. Don't miss it.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, President in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. Bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us.
Oh, wait, that's not right.
Yes, so go to freetalklive.com where you can grab archives. We've got an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience to enjoy those on us at freetalklive.com. The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest. It's June 9th through the 15th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to see firsthand why New Hampshire is one of the country's best places to live and expand your network of liberty-loving activists, businesses, and organizations. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. To the phones and the fun, let's talk to John in Indiana, listening on WIMS. Hello, John.
Hey there.
Hey,
you know, the whole time that this guy's talking about that, you know what mental picture I had? Was Steve Martin and Dan Aykroyd being two
wild and crazy guys with, like, chairs on their faces.
And plaid suits and the whole business.
Yeah, baby.
So do you have any experience in what he was talking about?
You know what? No, I'm just a regular person, not someone like that. But, you know, if I had daughters, I think I would have them check out that website just to kind of inoculate them against some of the lounge lizards. You know what I mean?
That's a good idea.
Yeah, yeah, so they know what to look for beyond the alerts.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, man. Good show. That's a funny topic.
Yeah. Have you ever gone into bars and actually tried any of that? How do you go about meeting women? I mean,
I've been married since I've been 19.
Oh, really? How did you meet your wife?
You know, I used to look at her getting on the school bus when we were both in high school.
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
There you go.
So you struck up a conversation on the school bus?
Watching them from behind.
She remembered the way I used to look at her.
So it was after high school that she met you for the relationship?
No. We knew each other and everything. And then after we got out of high school, we got married.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, it's nice when it works easy like that, huh?
Yeah.
Thanks for the call tonight, dude.
Appreciate
hearing from you. 800-259-9231. It's like, I just can't relate, Mark. I've never gone to a bar for the purposes of picking up women. I've never really been interested in that activity. I find it fascinating that that's what some guys feel is the way to a... I guess it's not really a way to a relationship, is it?
No,
they're really
not looking for that.
It's a way to sex.
Yeah.
Think about how much easier this would be if we could just have re-legalized prostitution. I mean, it would completely eliminate all of this hand-wringing and worrying about, oh, what am I going to do? How am I going to pick up women? I need to go to this course and spend hundreds of dollars and read books and educate myself. You could just pick up the phone and dial a few digits and... Actually, you can still do that today if you know the right escort services to call, I guess, right?
Yeah, I would say that we pretty much do have legalized prostitution. The problem is that it's just dangerous because it's black market.
That's true.
We don't have legalized prostitution. We have prostitution, and with these escort services, there's just so many of them, they can't do anything about it.
I think that if we actually had legalized prostitution in this country, then the people that would normally be meeting in bars and going home and having sex with one another, that would be happening less. Those people would be, many of those guys would just be hiring prostitutes, and therefore, they might actually end up with less chance of contracting a sexually transmitted disease. I mean, think about it. If you're at a bar trying to pick up women, you are probably not necessarily going to be encountering women that are, or men. I mean, I'm sure it works both ways to some extent, but you probably aren't going to be encountering potential partners that are going to be really upfront and honest with you about what they might be carrying around.
I'm an astronaut.
Yeah, what they might be carrying around in their crotch region, as far as STDs are concerned. Whereas in the legitimate prostitution market, women have to compete on the basis of cleanliness. That's one of the things. You go to Nevada and look at the brothels that are there. They are certified. They've got a seal of approval on these girls.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a gynecologist that comes in there, I think some of them on a weekly, if not more often, basis, and is certifying these girls as clean. Now, it's probably not a guarantee, because if one of them picks up a disease within that short time frame, then you might be able to catch it.
Certainly improves your chances.
But, yeah, definitely is a lot safer when prostitution's available on the legitimate market. And then you don't have to go in, and there's no what ifs, you know. There's no, oh, do I have to, how much money do I have to drop on drinks for this girl in order to get her home with me?
Mm.
And then, you know, spend all that money. Because I've heard the stories, right? You go in, guys, they spend all this money at the bar, and then at the end of the night, the girl goes home by herself, right?
Well, you know, there's still guys that go out and hunt deer for meat, right?
That's true.
And but most guys go out and buy hamburgers.
So it would be for the sport of it, you're saying?
Yeah, there'd still be, I'd say, a level of that. Because people just, you know, those guys would still just want to manipulate women.
Yeah, that's true. I
wonder if there'd be women out there who would want to do the same thing, by the way.
But I wonder how that would change things, though. I mean, if there were less guys going into the bars, how would that affect? I mean, I'm not very familiar with the bar situation at all, but if, let's say, 50% of the guys that are normally hunting around bars for women drop out and they go and use the legitimate prostitution market, you've got less guys, maybe the same amount of women in the bar.
You're talking about a world so different from our own. I don't know. I mean, I would think that people would still be looking to hook up anyway. Just, I don't know, because there's alcohol and there's other people around. To some extent, I can't tell you exactly what would happen.
And something else that I just don't understand about all that, I mean, I guess it's just guys with a different mentality, more sexually driven than I am. I don't really know. But it just doesn't seem to me that one-time, one-night stands are really going to be the best sex. It seems to me that if you have a partner and you get to know that partner and you get into practice with that partner, you really get to feel out how things work better instead of just that one time, is it good or is it not good, and then that's it and that's all.
I had a friend who had, the last time I checked with him, it's been years, he had had sex, so he claimed, and I've lived with him, I kind of believe him, with 300 women.
Oh my gosh!
And what do you think about that?
That seems like a lot.
Do you not find it impressive in any way?
I don't find it impressive. It seems dangerous to me.
I can tell you a lot of guys find that impressive.
I can understand how those guys would think.
I'm sure that he used condoms on at least a semi-regular basis.
Yeah. Well, let's go to the phone calls. You can bring up anything. Mark in Massachusetts, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, first off, I just want to start off by saying, you know, I love you guys' show, and you guys are great. I love
you. All right. What was the, it's been so long since you guys have called, I forgot the name of your little club.
EVB?
EVB, that's right, EVB.
Yep. You guys are talking about going to bars and, you know, picking up women, and I had a pretty funny experience once when I went to a bar.
Tell me about it.
Well, I went there, and I approached this young lady. She was maybe about, like, maybe, you know, 23, 24.
Right, and you had your fake ID because you're 19.
Yep, and I was in there, you know. Things were going pretty well for me. She asked if I wanted to go back to her place. Of course, I said yes. And, you know, I had quite a substantial amount of alcohol, and, you know, I don't really remember that much from the events leading up to the morning after. And I woke up, and I was laying next to a 7-foot-tall black man, and it hurt to stand up.
Good story. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231.
I don't think that's the truth, but...
Better than their other
friend of mine went home with
a
girl that he had known from high school, and he sort of saw her in a bar, and, you know, they ended up going home together that evening.
Yeah.
And he was a pretty substantial alcoholic, and so I guess somewhere during the middle of the night, he peed her bed.
Oh, my.
Isn't that fun?
That is gross.
It's hilarious.
It wouldn't be funny for her, I don't think.
No, she didn't think it was funny.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. You never know when that person you're bringing home just might have a bladder problem. This is Free Talk Live.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal. An irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have a bad experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 15 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free. So do enjoy those on us, including the wiki. You can get interactive with over 1,500 pages created by listeners just like you. See something you want to change? Change it. That's what the wiki's all about. It's your user-editable version of our website. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive for free. That's wiki.freetalklive.com.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? Well, you can check out this amazing doctor-recommended cleanse. Go to ftldiscount.com. You can read some real testimonials and find out how to order. That's ftldiscount.com.
800-259-9231. We started out with a call about this kind of a cultish, not occult, but cultish tip, this seminar that some cat is putting on where you can go and pay thousands of dollars and he'll teach you his techniques and tricks in regards to picking up women in bars. And I just have to wonder, how satisfying is this life for the guys that live it? I understand that's what they're looking for. That's what they want. And, you know, they should have what they want. And that is the life of picking up women in bars, going home with them, sleeping with them once, and then not seeing them again. I just don't
know. I can see the allure of it.
Well, yeah, well, because you're, you know, you like the idea of changing things up as far as the woman is concerned, right? Is that what you're saying?
I like things
I like variety in general in all areas of my life.
Yeah. See, for me, sex is sex. I mean, it's the old in and out, feels good and everything, but I don't really see what the purpose is to changing the hairstyles and the height and all of that. I understand there could be some slight, you know, there's certainly some slight differences in the body types of the ladies you're talking about, but most of it is cosmetic. to me. So maybe you can help me understand. What is the appeal of this? Is it simply the idea that you want to have more conquests as the next guy? Like you said, the guy before with 300 women that he's slept with?
People ask about this number. You know, how many people have you had sex with? This number has somehow gotten some importance somewhere in our society. And, you know, my friend who's had sex with over 300 women, and probably, you know, he's probably working on even higher numbers now. It's been years since I talked to him.
Mine's two.
Right. Congratulations to you. I'm not going to tell you any of my numbers. But, you know, I saw some of the gals that he brought home. Some of his pickup lines were amazing. I remember we were playing pool, getting ready to go. I'm like, oh, let's go. I'm tired. We got to get up early in the morning, and that kind of thing. He was my roommate at the time. And he's like, just a second. He walks over and finds this big, giant, tall, blonde gal. And, you know, she's just an ogre, right? And I guess he had been kind of checking her out earlier. And he talks to her, I swear, not for 30 seconds. Maybe a minute. Let's make sure I'm not exaggerating. Maybe a minute. Comes back and says, okay, let's go. And then on the way home, he tells me that he had told her that, you know, given her the address and told her that if she wanted to have sex, she could come on over. And sure enough, she showed up. She showed up.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, so, I mean, he was definitely a quantity over quality guy, I can tell you that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231. So if you've been inside that culture, have some insight into it, perhaps you're one of those guys and you want to explain what the mentality is, I'd love to hear from you. Now, was this the same guy that peed in the bed, or is that a different guy?
That was a different guy.
Okay. There was an addition to that story, though.
Well, the friend of mine picked up a girl he'd known from high school, and apparently met her at a bar, and they ended up going home together. And I guess that he was extraordinarily drunk, and he's working on being an alcoholic anyway.
Nice.
And somewhere during the middle of the night, he had beat her bed. And, you know, when he was relaying the story, apparently in his state of, you know, half inebriation and being all upset about peeing the bed, he decided it would be a good idea to flush his underwear down the toilet. I don't know how that all happened, but apparently the toilet jammed up. So.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he had a real problem.
Maybe he figured out while he was drunk that he had wet himself and was in his drunken stupor trying to figure out how to cover up the evidence. Maybe he didn't realize that the entire bed was soaked and just figured he could flush the evidence.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. And, you know, this number is kind of, you know, the number that people have. It's not really fair because I can't compare my number to a woman's number or a gay guy's number because it's more difficult for heterosexual guys to go out and pick up women than it is for women to go pick up men. I mean, you know, if Julie was here tonight, Julie and I could walk down the street, knock on doors, and before we got five doors down each, she'd be inside having sex with somebody, and I'd be in jail. You know, that's the way that would go. You know, it's not a fair comparison. Well, gay guys, you've got two males there, so there, of course, their numbers are going to be higher.
But do you think women compete on that aspect? I don't think they do.
I've heard that women you know, pare their numbers down, and I've heard formulas for making an acceptable
number.
Whereas
guys are boosting theirs up, right?
Slept with 300.
I would suggest that perhaps women don't find it as attractive as your guy friends do. Your big old number, whether
I find
it's true
it
or not.
Like, you've slept with 300 women? Whoa, I wouldn't want to sleep with, if I were a woman, I would not want to sleep with that guy.
I
doubt he's telling the women that, though, when he's picking them up.
I do, however, was out with a girl that I was dating at the time and her friend, and upon getting this information, like, I was drunk, very drunk, and I'm just like, oh, my friend, you know his name, and my friend has had sex with 300 women. Sure enough, within 5 minutes, her friend was sitting on his lap.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So, you know, now you can't draw any conclusions. All women are different. Please don't think they're the same.
Of course. Everybody's different, Mark, and that's what we were talking about here. Right. Like, my motivations sexually are completely different from these 300 guys.
The guy's course with the neuro-linguistic programming, maybe that, you know, finds the some of the things that are just true about humans and works on those. I don't know. I liked some of the things they said as far as it working, but, you know.
Buy a book.
Yeah.
Well, $15.
Just because it's a system. Some systems are going to work better than others.
There are books out there that will teach you systems, too, and they're a lot cheaper than a $3,000 course. Anyway, Mark, you've got a sort of a related story about how,
a little more class.
How to talk to strangers if you're shy?
Yeah, well, you know, it's a shy person's guide to talking to strangers, yes.
Okay. I'd like to hear about that.
One of the easiest ways to improve your networking ability and invigorate your social life is to develop the skill of talking to strangers.
Absolutely.
We're trained as children to fear strangers, which is good for safety reasons. But most people carry this fear into adulthood.
Yeah, actually, absolutely. If you know, just as an aside, it's not always good. There was a story about the lost Boy Scout. You remember that story? Where he was out in the middle of the woods and people were on the hunt looking for him. All kinds of volunteers were scattered about the area looking for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was close to at least one of the volunteers that was out there calling his name looking for him. But because he'd been taught to not talk to strangers, he avoided the volunteer as a result of that. So that hard and fast rule about kids don't talk to strangers, sometimes it could put your kids in a little bit more danger if a situation like that arises.
Yeah, and I don't know what I think. This whole not talking to strangers thing, it really does seem to prepare adults for a fearful life. And I don't like that part. And we're inundated with news on the TV of this. Oh, my God. You'd think that the streets are just lousy with sexual predators all over the place with their beat up vans with free candy written on the side.
Mm.
And I have to say that it's just not so.
No.
But then again, if it happens to you and your kid, man, how do you feel? So it's a difficult scenario.
There's got to be a better situation or a better solution than that. In fact, you're going to be having a baby soon, Mark, so this is something you might have to take a look at. Perhaps parents could call in with how they help educate their kids on dealing with people that they don't know, because don't talk to them isn't always necessarily the best answer for every situation. So I'd be interested to hear how parents are handling that.
Well, I imagine they...
That's just an aside.
Tell them to be in groups.
Let's continue.
Let's see. Most people carry this fear into adulthood, where it does more harm than good. It becomes a constant on the number of people that you can, on the number of people you can meet and interact with. You get stuck in a box, only open to creating new relationships through people you already know. If you already know a lot of people, this can work all right, but it limits you to meeting people who are generally like you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're new to an area and don't have many friends, the fear of talking to strangers is absolutely crippling.
There's more to this.
Oh, yeah.
I want to get into it here because this is something that I have struggled with as a natural introvert. This is something I've had to practice at, and honestly, I'm still not very good at it.
Oh, yeah, you are.
No, I'm not very good. I'm better on the phone than I am in person. But
I've seen you at conventions.
Come back with more here. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct a muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's sacrowedgie.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The Stakel CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then we ask that you buy some stuff at Amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. 41 categories to shop in, lots of products to buy, and the brands you trust with great prices and great free Super Saver shipping deals on a whole bunch of items. Get the deals and get your products that you need. Amazon.freetalklive.com. You'll be satisfied and... so will we, because we get a percentage. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Mark, we continue your story here about how shy people, introverted folks, can work on coming out of their shell, can introduce themselves and meet new people, right?
Yeah, it seems like a thing that people would need. I can tell you,
it's useful. It's going to be useful. I know it.
Even as a salesperson who goes out and meets people on a regular basis, yeah. I used to do that a lot more in my job, but I call them on the phone now. And I can find in social situations when I don't really have a purpose to go up and meet the person, mm-hmm. or at least a purpose that I can share with them, that I'm not quite as comfortable going up and talking to people. You and I have been to conventions, radio conventions,
yeah.
where we want to talk to program directors, of which there are some in the crowds that where we go, about a radio show and possibly get them to carry it. You know, And obviously, that's not it's something that you it's difficult to go up and just say, "Hey, you're program director. I like you. I want to talk to you about my show." You know, that doesn't really work. So you got to kind of work your way in. Whereas, you know, when you probably went up and met more people than I have at these events, and
maybe I don't know. It was like the first year is when I really made an effort to go out of my way mm-hmm. to meet people. But even then, I knew that it would be asinine for me to just start talking about my show. You don't go up and talk about yourself when you're trying to meet people. I know about conversing with people, and it's just awkward when you know the purpose is to try to get them to familiarize themselves with you and your program, but you know that you can't really even talk about that. You have to talk about them and what they do. And so that's what I kind of did, was I would approach them, and you could – at these conventions, people have their name tags on, and it'll say who they work for, and so then you can sort of go into, well, what do you do at the talk radio network or whatever, and then just sort of talk business with them and see where the conversations lead. But the second year, last year, I can't say I made any particular efforts last year. I just sort of hung around, and some people approached me.
Right, as we get more popular, we're going to be approached more, because if you can imagine, if Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, or Michael Savage was in that room talking with the goal of getting carried on more stations, they would just be lined up to talk to him. But those guys are famous.
I don't know. People don't like Savage.
Well, I don't. I'm going to assume that he's going to have plenty of people hanging around him.
Maybe.
When Neil Bortz was in there, they were certainly piled up around him.
Let's get to the tips here and see what we've got in this article, because I'm curious. Because I'm going to try to apply them this next week when we go to the convention. Julia and I are going. You're going to be here hosting the show.
I am. It's going to be a manwich night. Fortunately, developing the skills of talking to strangers is easy. Once you have started the immense benefits and excitement it brings will encourage you to keep going.
I don't know if it's easy. I think it's simple.
Yeah.
It's simple, but easy, no, because it takes, you have to get over some humps, and that's not easy.
First, you must understand the benefits of talking to strangers. I think we got that down, right? Like, people know what they want.
Yeah, you have to have a purpose.
Yeah, you would either want to develop your business, meet somebody for a relationship, one-night stand, or whatever it is that you're trying to get done. Two, knowing how to deal with the occasional rejection or unpleasant encounter. And three, breaking down your fear through practice. Everyone's a learning experience. To get an idea of the benefits of talking to strangers, you need to change your mentality. As tribal creatures, we're naturally inclined to fear. Nay, hate people we don't know. We instinctually perceive them as dangerous outsiders, seeking to pillage our village and take off with our women and children.
Mm.
In modern society, this simply isn't true. Most people are friendly and perfectly open and conversing with you. It just takes a little effort to cross the stranger barrier. Each person is an incredible learning opportunity. Yes, you can find out how self-centered and boring most people are. What they tell you about what they tell you about themselves, how they live and interact with the world. There's a wealth of information waiting to be tapped. Strangers tell you strangers also tell you a tremendous amount about yourself by the way they react to you. As you gain experience and learn to read body language, these reactions are essential to developing your social skills. Of course, there are also the priceless relationships you'll have a chance to form. Business contacts, who you know, and what they think of you is often more important than what's on your resume. Absolutely true. Friendships, mentors and teachers, and romantic relationships. I think the last point is extremely important. We all dream of meeting our ideal mate, but when we see someone we're extremely attracted to, we're usually too intimidated to approach them. How can you expect to find love with that mentality? I'd like to point out here that I've dated women who are tens, and I've dated women who are maybe sevens. And, you know, my experience is the most attractive women are the craziest and most difficult to get along with. Sorry to say, I mean, I'm the ones that are attractive to me, I'm not saying that beautiful women are difficult to get along with. Yeah, I am. Beautiful women are difficult to get along with because they don't grow up in the same world that you and I do.
Well, especially the ones that are full of themselves, you know, that not just natural beauty, but the ones that really work on themselves and try to present themselves in that way. My mentor, Bob Garrett, used to tell me that they are either, you know, a very attractive woman is either psycho or really stupid. Usually was one or the other, at least in his experience.
Okay. I don't have a lot of experience. Stupid I can't handle. So, It's just not something I can deal with. So I guess I didn't have a lot of experience with that. But
there are exceptions to all of these. I mean, there are exceptions to all these rules. And the only way you're going to find out for sure is by talking to them, right? So if you're intimidated by their level of attractiveness, then you that's a guaranteed no. If you don't ask, if you don't go up and strike up that conversation, then you know it's going to be a no. But the only way to get that yes or to get that opening is to actually approach somebody and talk to them. That's for men, women, anybody that needs to talk to somebody else.
I think that, that you're going to probably, with a more average beauty, the more girl next door kind of beauty, I think you're going to find life a lot easier in the long run than you are with the sort of glamorous knockout sort of beauty. Dealing with rudeness and rejection. Now that you're sold on the benefits of talking to strangers, the only other skill you'll need is the ability to let rejection roll off your back. I'm good at it. With a face like mine, I get rejection all the time. The key is not taking it too personally. At least 95% of the time when a person reacts negatively to you, it has absolutely nothing to do with you personally. Most likely they're having a bad day or you caught them at the wrong moment. Maybe you've been harassed by people before and assume you have bad intentions. Or maybe they're just not that cool and you wouldn't gain that much from knowing them anyway.
Now, when I call people on the phone, I can easily avoid most negative reactions by respecting the person's time.
Mm.
But that's not necessarily something that's quite as easy to do, at least I don't feel like it is, if you're actually in person. And I guess it also depends on what you're trying to do. If you're going on a sales call, then you absolutely need to see if they've got time. But if you're just trying to meet somebody in a bar, then that's a different situation.
Looks like they got some time.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's a different situation.
Well, you know, I think that a really great rule that was on an Adam Sandler movie, and I think it was Big Daddy, was, 50% of the battle is striking the conversation. It really just
that's true.
Getting started in the conversation, coming up with something, you know, some way or something to say to them that starts, you know, gets them talking. That's really all it takes. Anyway, instead of reliving the incident in your mind and dwelling on your insecurities, imagine reasons for their behavior that don't depend on you. Mm. In the 5% of the cases where you were actually caused a negative reaction, treat it as a learning experience. The problem isn't you, it's your behavior. So examine what you could have done better. Did you come off pushy? Could your personal appearance be better? Thinking about these things will go a long way towards improving yourself. And I can't stress personal appearance enough. You know, people,
especially on a sales call or something
right.
like that.
In American society, cleanliness is hugely important, and people perceive, being unkempt, you know, your clothes being wrinkled and, not of the highest caliber clothing, your hair being mussed or whatever. They equate that with dirty.
Well, and also
and smelly.
It's also mirroring is important here too when it comes to how you look. You want to try to look on the same level at the very least as the person you're approaching. So if you're approaching somebody that's a suit and tie kind of guy,
mm-hmm.
well, then it would make sense for you to at least be dressed up to that level. If you're approaching somebody that's shabbily dressed, then it probably won't matter so much. So mirroring their appearance is as important as mirroring what they do. And I don't know if they touch on mirroring in this story, Mark, but we've talked about it in the past. The idea is that you want to do similar things as what the person you're talking to is doing. So if you're at a table together with someone and they're leaning forward, you want to be leaning forward as well. If they're touching their face, you may want to consider touching your face, et cetera, and so forth.
Well, I can tell you that as a business person, I used to wear dress shirts, coats, and slacks all the time. And it makes people want to be around you, just wearing clothes like that.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Is this worth continuing, Mark?
Yeah.
All right, we'll continue it here in hour number two. Take your calls as well. If you want to chime in into this conversation, practicing being more outgoing, extroverted, so you can meet more people for whatever your purpose is. This is Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.